Y'all pray for me. Told Brother Todd a minute ago, I felt an unusual strong presence of God in my heart all day. I feel like I just about float out of here right now. I need God to just sort of calm me a little bit. But I do want to say this, Brother Chris, Brother Dennis, Sunday school hour, preaching hour this morning, I appreciate it. I really do. I thank God for it. I felt God in it. And what you men said was the truth. And it was a blessing of my heart. I thank you for that. Yeah. I really do. God's good. Yes. We've missed the man of God here today. I have.
Yeah.
But it thrills my heart to know that God's still faithful. And whoever stands here, if they'll humble themselves and submit to God's will, God can still speak to us and still help us. I thank him for that. That's no replacement for the man of God. But I'm glad it's in the power of God, Brother Keith. It's not in a man. And when you know, we all love and respect the man of God with all our heart. But ultimately, it's God. And I thank him. I thank him for being so rich to us this day. He's wonderful. Before I start, I really feel like it's what God wants.
Go ahead.
I ain't going to have nobody come up here. Men of the church, if you'd stand, if you're saved, know God and can pray, I'd like for you to stand. All the man that's saved knows God. Before I preach, I'd like for us to pray again for the man of God. Amen. Brother Keith, if you'd lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you. God, I thank you for your presence and your touch. I thank you for the man of God. I thank you for his family. Lord God of heaven, I pray, God, you meet their every need, whatever they face, whatever's ahead. Lord, we don't know, but you do. But Lord, I know in my heart I've got good peace, and I thank you for it. Everything's going to be all right. And I thank you for that. I thank you for helping me. God, I pray you'd help them many times over what you've helped me. I thank you for the man of God. Pray you be with him tonight. Encourage his heart. Touch his family. Help them. Lord, I thank you for this church, for these men. God, I thank you for the good love and unity in this place. God of heaven, I pray. God, you'd be good to us in days to come. God, I pray the desire of our heart would be to see thy will done. We'll sure thank you for it. Yes, Lord.
I pray, God, you'd increase his faith and his trust in the Son of God. I pray, God, you'd touch him, God, by the all
yes.
of God.
Yes.
We ask you, God, for the will of God to be doing. We
yes.
ask you to give glory to your good name. We do ask you, God, tonight for mercy that you might touch
yes.
him, God, I pray. Raise him, God, from the affliction, God. God, give wholeness to his body. Touch that heart, God, that physical part of his body. God, make
yes.
it whole. Guide the doctors, God.
Yes.
Increase their knowledge and wisdom. Steady their hand, thank God. I pray the facility, God, everything there, God, would be imperfection, God, be
yes,
set
Lord.
Up, God. It'd go good. I mean, just the presence, God, of an almighty, all-knowing God. I'm glad you know now, God. I'm glad, thank God, you can touch without all that, God. But, God, we do thank you, God, that tonight, God, we can put our trust in you. I thank you for the confidence we have in you tonight, God. Lord, you've never failed us. You've never, no need to doubt you now, God. There's, God, not one time, God, it's already been said here this day, God. Never no failure. Never no lying, God. You can't lie. You can't fail. It's not a part of you, God, tonight. You're impeccable.
That's right.
God, it's impossible
yes.
For you to do those things, God. You're a perfect God and a sovereign being, God.
Thank you.
I pray and help and touch the man of God. Help his wife and children, God. His mama did, his family, God, I pray.
Yes.
Comfort their hearts, God. Give them assurance deep down in their soul, God, that they can rest, God.
Yes, yes.
By the peace of God, you
do
said,
it, Lord,
pass
please.
All understanding. Yes. Keep their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, I pray. Yes. You give them that, God, tonight as only you can, God. Yes. Tonight, God, when they pillar ahead. God, when the family of God's not around. And yes. There's nobody else there, just you and them, God. I pray it be real, God. Help yes. And comfort their heart tonight, God. I pray for Brother Danny, touch him in. Yes. The Holy Ghost, God. God, preach him, God, in your power, God. Anoint the Word of God tonight that we might hear from heaven, God. Yes. It'd go beyond a man's voice, but it'd be,
yes, Lord,
as the
Lord.
Brothers done said, it'd be in the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost that we might hear from heaven tonight, God.
Yes.
We look to you tonight. Give glory to your good name. And what you do, we do and will thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. You turn to Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. I'll say this and we'll move on. Brother Chris this morning preached in the Sunday school hour that there's a work to be done. And then Brother Dennis preached to us in the 11 o'clock hour the importance of prayer. And no doubt, without prayer, there ain't going to be a whole lot of work going to get done.
That's right.
I mean, we don't pray, God don't touch you. Ain't a lot going to get accomplished. Amen. That's God's ordained method, Brother Keith. Amen. I believe we're to pray and get a hold of God. Pray God to touch us and with the power of God in our life and go do that what He's called us to do. And He'll bless it. I believe that with all my heart. I appreciate you men doing that. I'd love to know. Ain't none of my business, Brother Keith. I'd love to know. I mean, you know, we made a lot of phone calls over the last few days. Radio station up in Kentucky, I called them, talked to them about it. I know Brother Hyatt's got a lot of friends, preachers, and churches that knows of us all across this country. I'd love to know, Brother Dennis, how many people bowed their head and prayed for the man of God today. And I'm sure this will be heard on the internet. And I want them to know out there, we appreciate it. If it was your man of God, we'd want in our heart to be faithful to pray for you too. And I thank God for the people of God. Acts 5. We'll be looking at verse 12. Start reading there and read just a few verses and give you what's, I believe God's put on my heart. I believe it's right in line with what Brother Chris, Brother Dennis said this morning. I believe it all goes together. And I thank God. He knows what we need, Brother Keith. He knows how to put it together. Verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles wrought among the people. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. That's a good place for people of God to be, in all one accord. And of the rest, durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord. And I say amen to that. I like to see sinners get saved. Multitudes, both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were all healed, every one. Amen. I do want to look at verse 17 before getting the message. It's not part of the message, but I do want to make a point. Verse 17 says, then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. I'll promise you, if you do what I preach tonight, it's going to make that religious crowd mad. I'll promise you. I'm going to take my text, verse 15. Simple little phrase there, where it says, the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Lord, help me. I'm going to preach to you tonight on casting your shadow. Casting your shadow. Amen. There's a lot of things the Bible has to say about shadows. If you'll read through Psalms, many, many times it talks about the shadow of death. Amen. And that's right. Amen. It talks about in the Bible being under the shadow of his wings, Brother Robert. That's a good place to be. Be under the shadow of his wings. Amen. Bible talks a lot about shadows. You get your concordance out and look up that shadows and overshadowed and see how many different contexts the Bible talks about shadows. But tonight, if the Lord help me, I want to talk to me and talk to you about casting our shadow. Amen. A shadow can be a place of comfort and protection. If a tree casts its shadow, we call it the shade. You can get under there and get out from under the heat of the day. Amen. You can get up under there, maybe get a little protection from a rainstorm or a hailstorm temporarily. Up under the shadow of that tree, there's some comfort and protection. You can get out of the heat of the day. And that's all in a natural sense. And I thank God that even the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was with us, he used a lot of natural things that's in this world, the creation itself, as examples to teach spiritual things. Amen. But as I thought about that shadow of that tree, and I'm not really going to preach a point on that, but I do want to say this, and you can get under there and get in that good shade and get some relief from the heat. Amen. You know, that heat in the Bible, fire is a symbol of judgment. I want to say this. I thank God that there was a day, January 19th, 1995, I came under the shadow of the tree. It was the tree on Calvary. Amen. Amen. Boy, I thank God I come under the shadow of that tree, Brother Todd. Thank God the heat of the wrath of God couldn't get to me. Amen. I think about over in Genesis, Brother Robert, where it said that Adam, before the fall, walked in the cool of the day and fellowship with God. Amen. No doubt he was in the shadow, amen. Thank God he was in the shade when it was cool in the evening part, no doubt. Walked in fellowship with the Lord. I'm going to tell you what, if you've ever fell under the shadow of the tree of Calvary, amen, you're going to have some comfort and you're going to have some fellowship with God. I'll promise you that. Amen. I thought about three things, and I'm sure a man go through the Bible and come up with a whole lot more than that, but there's three truths about these shadows. Amen. I want to share with you tonight, and we'll be done. I want to make this point. Brother Todd, if there's no light, there's no shadows. Amen. I'm talking about the pitch black darkness. I'm not talking about in your house at night when there's a street light down the road coming through the window and giving you just a little bit of light and you can still sort of see. I'm talking about being in a place where there's a complete and total absence of light. There are no shadows. Amen. You ever thought about that? There'll be no shadows without some light. Amen. And you'll not have no light unless you fell under the shadow of that tree on Calvary. Amen. Unless you've been saved, unless you've been born again by the good grace of God, Brother Keith, you'll never, never cast a shadow for the glory of God. You don't even know him. Amen. I thought about that. There's no shadows without light. Amen. Even us, if we go outside
And we cast that shadow. That wouldn't happen if there wasn't some light. If there wasn't light, there'd be no shadow. Amen. I want to say this because this might be the only or the best place I'll have in this message to say something. Because I have no doubt in a congregation of this size, there's people in here that never been saved. I want to encourage you that there's still room in the shadow of the cross. Amen. Amen. The heaven ain't full yet. Amen. There's still room for more, Brother Craig. If you're here tonight and you don't know God, you're in the right place. It ain't because I'm standing here preaching. It ain't got a thing to do with me. It's because of the good grace of God, Brother Robert. Amen. If he'll save an old wretch like me, I'll promise you he can save you. You're not beyond his reach. Amen. You're not dirty, so dirty you can't be saved. You've not sinned so bad that you can't be forgiven if that's what the good God of heaven chooses to do for you. Amen. And he come to save sinners. And I thank God for that. Amen. I mean, that's the first thing. It's got to start somewhere. Everything's got to begin in, Brother Keith. Amen. You'll never cast a shadow for the glory of God until you fall under the good shining of the light. Amen. Amen. I'm glad I'm walking in the light tonight, Brother Keith. I'm glad I know him. Amen. We've already said, we said it all day, I don't think there's nothing wrong with saying it again. Our friends laying down there in the hospital needing the help of God. Boy, I'm glad. I know where the light's at. So when I bow my head, I know that the maker of the light can hear me, and he turned that spotlight over on the man of God and his family and shine the good light of God on him in his time of need. Boy, I thank God. But I'm going to tell you what, you here tonight, if you don't know where the light is, you'll never cast a shadow for the glory of God. It's not possible. Can't be done. Second thing I'd like to share with you tonight. What is a shadow? It's just a dark image of the one that's cast in the shadow. You say, what's your point, Brother Danny? If I saw a shadow out there on the ground, Brother Dennis, but I couldn't see the person casting it, I had no idea who they are. I could look at that shadow. Now I could get a pretty good idea, looking at that shadow, if they're a skinny person or a large person or a tall person or a short person. But there'd be no way with no detail being showed there that I could know who's casting that shadow. I'm going to tell you now, if you're casting a shadow for God, and every child of God should be, it's not important that people knows who's casting the shadow. The only thing that's important is they know the source of the light that's producing that shadow. Amen. All things belong to the glory of God, Brother Key. I thank God I know that tonight. I'm glad I've saw in the Word of God, Brother Joe, where he said to do all things for the glory of God. I'll tell you what, I don't care if anybody pats me on the back. I don't care if they brag on me. I mean, if I ever do anything for any of you that's a help and a blessing to you, and you come up and you tell me so, I'd surely say thank you. But I'd always try to be careful, and you that has known me for a long time knows this is so. I'll look at you probably and say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Because it ain't me. If it weren't for the light, Brother Dennis, I'd never cast that shadow. I'd never be able to be a help and a blessing to you or anybody else. Amen. That's just a dim image with no detail. That's a sign to teach us that it's not important who's casting the shadow. What's important is the one that's sending the light. Amen. He's the one that deserves glory tonight. I thank God for that. And I want to tell each and every one of you in here, you've been saved by the grace of God. You should be casting a shadow. Your life ought to be overshadowing other people. Your life ought to be having an influence on other people, Brother Keith. Is that not right? Amen. They ought to see Jesus in you. Amen. They ought to experience the love of God from you, Brother Dennis,
toward them. Amen. I don't want them to see me. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. There ain't nothing impressive about me. But I would like to say and think they'll see Jesus. Because you know what? There's a lot of things I can't do for somebody. But I know the one who can. And if they'll see him, amen, I'd say they're on the right path. Amen. I might let you down. It's not important they see who I am. Amen. You know, the Bible tells us when you do your alms, when you give, to do it in secret. You ever thought about that? You better, I'm going to go ahead and get a little rough here, Brother Key. You better watch these people that always wants to do good deeds, but they don't want to do it unless there's going to be something in it for them. You better watch them people, Brother Joe. Am I telling the truth? They're more worried about them than they are you. Amen. And when there ain't nothing for the, in it for them anymore, they'll dump you, Sister Camille, and let you go by the right wayside. You better watch them. That's exactly right. And I don't believe we have that going on here. I'll say it again. I thank God for the good love and the unity that God's put in the people of God's heart in this place. This is an unusual place. I'm not bragging on us. I'm bragging on God. Amen. I made the comment earlier today that if something like this would happen to a lot of churches, at a lot of churches, you wouldn't see the kind of reaction of love and support toward the man of God that you do here. Amen. But you know what? It ain't just the man of God. I've been down. Brother Todd, you've been down. Brother Keith's been through hard times. He's mentioned it already tonight. Every one of us in here has seen some dark days and hit some bumps in the road. And I can testify from experience that the people of God every time, no matter who it is in here, has rallied around them, amen, and come to their aid, amen, for the glory of God and loved one another. And I thank God for that because I know that is only because the light has shined on this place and this place has cast a shadow, brother. Brother Dennis, I think about us going into jail. I think about that radio ministry. I think about that internet ministry, the missionaries that we support, our own personal lives where we're out here trying to be a witness and a testimony of the grace of God. Every one of us in here has got something to do. And I thank God he's touched it and he's blessed it down through the years and we've seen fruit from it. Amen. We've cast a shadow for the glory of God to be a help and a blessing to other people because God shined on us. Amen. Boy, I thank God for it, don't you? Amen to God be the glory. Boy, I'm going to tell you what I thank him. I don't care about being bragged on. Amen, I don't, Brother Dennis. I really don't. I don't need no credit. Amen, I'm already being rewarded by him far and above anything I deserve for what little bit I do. Amen, I don't need the prestige that a man can give me. Amen. I'll go ahead and I mean this is just an honor, Brother Hyde. I don't need no doctor's degree. Amen. I don't need no title. Amen. How many times over 25 years we heard that? I don't need no title. Amen. I'm just Brother Danny. Amen. I ain't no better than nobody else. I don't do no more than nobody. Come down to it, none of us does nothing in strength and energy of our own flesh. Not a one of us does a thing. Amen. But I'm glad, Brother Dennis, that if I'm willing to be used of God, if you're willing to be used of God, if Brother Robert's willing to be used of God, amen, God will use you. Amen. If you're his child and you're willing to be used, God will use you. He'll shine that light on you that you might cast a shadow. Amen. Y'all know me. I'm not no person to get sentimental over silly, fleshly stuff. And I don't brag on people. I'm just bragging on God. But I do want to say this, and I know we ain't the only one in here, so don't nobody get jealous on me. But I want to tell Brother Robert I appreciate him praying for me. I don't know how many prayer warriors we got in here. I'm going to assume and pray to God. We got a lot of them. But I know this man is a prayer warrior. That's because God shined the light on him that he might cast a shadow. That's the goodness of God. That's what God gave Brother Robert to do. Is that not right? Some people he calls to preach. Some people he gives them to teach.
But I'm going to tell you what, I don't care what you do around here. I don't care how small or how large it seems. It don't matter if you clean the church, pick up paper off the grass, cut the lawn, preach, teach, sing, pray, stand at the back door and shake people's hands, walk up to visitors and tell them you're glad they come. I don't care what you do. There ain't no such thing as a small thing if you're doing it for the glory of God. What you do is just as important as what anybody else does. And it's important because the light of heaven has shined on you and enabled you to cast a shadow that you might be a help and a blessing to other people. Amen. I know a pastor is supposed to be an example to the church. With what I'm preaching tonight, I'd say Brother Hyde be a pretty good example. But it's been said over and over today, and I'm not bragging on man, but it's just the truth. He's faithful. But I'm going to tell you what, I got the news the other day. I'm going to tell you what, I sit there and I thought to myself, boy, this just ain't my pastor, and he ain't to me. I thought, he's not just my friend, but he is that. He is my pastor. He is my friend. And he's been a great pastor and a great friend. But I'm going to tell you what, above all else, Brother Dennis, I thought, that's my brother in Christ laying up there. That's God's child. That's part of my family. Amen. We've all got friends. Amen. We've all got neighbors. We've all got whatever. But I'm going to tell you what, there's something special about family. Amen. Boy, I'm so glad God has let that light shine on this family right here in this place over the years. Boy, I ain't bragging on you, I'm bragging on God, but I do want to tell you sincerely, I thank you for being faithful to God. Amen. Because you do still have a will, and you could rebel against God. Amen. But you chose to go with God, and I say, thank God for it. There ain't no place better to be than in the will of God. Amen. If you don't have no light, you ain't going to have no shadows. Amen. That shadow ain't nothing but just a dark image of the one that's being used by the light to cast it. Amen. Ultimately, all the glory goes to God. And I want to say this, and I'll close. Have you ever noticed in the middle of the day when the sun's out, Brother Keith, and it may not be directly over you, but it's up there above you. Now, notice that it's above you. That light's above me and you. Did you get that? You get my point? I ain't going to have to preach that for 5-10 minutes, Emma. You get that point, don't you? That sun is above us. Amen. The S-O-N and the S-U-N, depending on if you're talking natural or spiritual. But it's above us. But anyway, when it's way, way up there, Brother Robert, almost straight above us in the middle of the day, have you ever noticed that even though you still might cast a shadow, it might be just a little one? Maybe right in front of you, right behind you, one side to the other, depending on where you're standing. Amen. You ever noticed that? And you're still casting a shadow. Amen. I'm going somewhere with this. You're still casting a shadow. But it ain't very big shadow. Ain't going to be a lot of people going to be able to get in that shadow, Brother Dennis. And you're going to be able to be a help and a blessing to you. You ain't going to be able to get a whole lot in there. I don't know about you, but I'd sort of like to think that I might be able to cast a shadow by the grace of God that might be able to help as many people as God let me help. But it's way on up there, and then you're not going to make a very large shadow when it's in that position. But in the evening, Brother Chris, when that sun's getting ready to go down, you look off in that horizon, and you see that sun. And we know it's really not, but just for sake of illustration, it looks like it's so close to the surface of the earth. Does it not? It looks so much closer to the earth than it did in the middle of the day when it was way up there. Amen. It almost, Sister Sonia, looks like if you just start walking toward that horizon, whew, When you get there, you can just reach up and touch the sun. Boy, I tell you what, Brother Keith, I thought about over there when he said, boy, if they could just touch the hem of his garment. I'm going to tell you what, folks. If you want to cast a long, large shadow and be used greatly of God, you're going to have to start walking toward the horizon, and you're going to have to get closer to the sun. Amen. The, I ain't talking about the S-U-N neither. I'm talking about the S-O-N. The closer you get to him, amen, the longer the shadow you'll be able to cast and be a help and a blessing to other people. But you're going to have to get close to him. I think some of us have done had experiences we got pretty close. I really do in here. Some of us still growing in the Lord. Come on with us, amen. Start walking toward the horizon, I say. Boy, get as close to the sun as you can. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, there ain't, boy, God knows my heart, Brother Joe, I ain't bragging on me. But there ain't nothing in this world thrills me no more. And there's a lot of things, I'm just using this example. When we go up out to that jail and preach and pray with them men, and them men come up and hug your neck and tell you that they love you and they appreciate you coming up there telling them the truth, and you go back to the house and sit there and start thinking, boy, ain't God good. Take an old piece of trash like me, Brother Keith, and use me with all my faults to be a help and a blessing to somebody else. I mean, I'm talking about it, and it'd be real. Amen. I thought about Watson this week. I mean, he testified he got saved there in jail. He's gone for life with no parole. That's the law. That's what he deserves. He was judged under the law in this world, according to man's law. That's what he deserves. Got what, 2-year-old daughter, is that right? I think that's right. She'll never see her daddy outside of prison walls. He'll die in there because of what he did. But he testified he got saved in there, and I saw a change in him. I saw real change in him. I mean, he'd come to the services. And I mean, but he'd ask questions, and he was reading that Bible. And, but I'm telling you, and I thought to myself, Brother Robert, that old boy's life here is ruined. It's ruined. He's going to die in prison. But one of these days, one of these days, trumpet's going to blow. And he's coming up out of that prison. He's going to go somewhere he ain't never going to be locked up and shackled up no more. Now, his life here is ruined. He brought that on himself. He's reaping what he sowed. But boy, thank God he testified getting saved by the grace of God, Brother Keith. There's going to be a glad day coming for that old boy. Amen. And it's because somebody cared enough to get with God and get a hold of those horns of the altar and pray before they went up there and preached the word of God. And God took that and touched that old boy's heart and saved him by the good grace of God. Amen. Well, thank God, God cast a shadow on that old boy. Life here for him's ruined. But thank God that ain't what matters. Amen. The light shined on him, Brother Dennis. He's got eternal life now, and there ain't going to be no prison there. Amen. My question to you tonight, are you casting your shadow? Amen. Number one, are you saved? If you don't know the grace of God in your heart, you'll never cast a shadow for his glory. It's not possible because the light's not shining on you. My prayer tonight, be God strike your heart and show you where you're going. And you crawl to him begging for mercy to be saved by the good grace of God. Amen. Ain't no better place than to be standing in the light, Brother Joe, casting a shadow. Not that I get bragged on, because it glorifies God. Amen. And I'll not deserve it. I'll just cast him back at his feet one day and give him all the praise for it, brother. But I'm going to tell you what, I'd like to think, and I've probably messed it up over the years, I'll probably lose some rewards, I'm sure I will. But I'd like to think that I might have something, amen, to cast at his feet that glorify him when I get there that day. I really would.
My heart's desire is to do God's will because it glorifies Him. It ain't because I'm going to get something out of it. It ain't going to be because people think something of me. I want God to get the glory. And y'all have heard me long enough, amen, teaching and now preaching, you know that's my heart. There ain't nothing in this world riles me up no worse than a man come along and do something and try to rob God of His glory for it. Ain't no light shining on him when he's got that kind of attitude. Is that right? Well, I'm going to tell you what. Tonight, as a child of God, we've got an unusual opportunity. Today, if God gives us tomorrow, the next day, we have no promise of tomorrow. But if God gives us tomorrow, every day God lets us wake up, as Brother Robert says, and open my eyes and get out of bed. As a child of God, we've got a unique opportunity to cast a shadow for the glory of God. Amen. God only uses His children. Amen. And that stuff that some of these religious folk, we're just all God's children. I beg to differ with you. We're all God's creation. But you ain't His child if you ain't in the family, Brother Keith. That's right. I thank God I'm in the family tonight. I thank God the light shined on me, Brother Dennis. Amen. I'm glad that He'll enable me to cast a shadow. Amen. And let me be a help and a blessing for His glory. Amen. I thank God for that. And I tell you what, whatever God's laid in your lap, whatever He's enabled you to do, that's a great, great privilege to be able to serve the King of Glory. Is that not right? Boy, I think sometimes we take that for granted and forget that. I do, Brother Todd. God forgive me, I do. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, if you've been saved by the good grace of God, whew, what a blessing. But then to think He'd use you for His glory. Amen. Let you put that old uniform on, Brother Dennis, and be a soldier for Christ. And enable you to do that what He's called you to do. Amen. And it be effectual. I mean, fruit come from it. Amen. And then when we get there one day, He's going to reward us for something He done. Boy, what a great God. Amen. Boy, I'm thankful tonight I can rest in the shadows under His wings. Boy, I'm glad for the shadows, ain't you? Man, man, what a great God. Whew. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, each and every one of us has got loved ones, somebody we know's lost. You can cast your shadow in prayer toward their way that God might have mercy on them and save them. Amen. You might go to them and tell them God loves them. God wants to save them. Amen. Maybe somebody like our pastor and other people, happens every day, sick, down and out, having a hard time. Cast your shadow, folks. Amen. Is that not right? Cast your shadow for the glory of God. I'm going to tell you what, ain't a whole lot I can do, and I'm going to close with this, Brother Robert. Ain't a whole lot I can do. I ain't that smart. I ain't got nothing as far as things in this world. Ain't just a lot of things I can't do. But, buddy, I'm going to tell you what, I'm plugged into the light socket with the one that owns it all. Amen. He can do it through me. You get that? Through me. It still ain't me. Thank God. But I'm plugged in with the one who can do all things. Amen. Boy, I'm thankful for that. Ain't you? Thank God for the shadows. Brother Keith, you won't close. Whatever the Lord tells you, I'm done.